Local governments, nonprofits, and a state agency will all sing from the same music sheet under an initiative launched in Massachusetts today to foster a rich cultural life. Representatives from the City of Springfield, the Springfield Cultural Council, the Springfield Central Cultural District, and the Mass Cultural Council signed a document Tuesday to align their interests on projects and programs that boost the local economy, increase tourism, and unite a diverse population. The state agency has piloted the new Cultural Compact initiative in six cities. Anita Walker, executive director of the Mass Cultural Council, hailed Springfield for being the first to officially sign up.
We think that there is a lot of power in bringing people together and having conversations, in making sure that the cultural community has an institutionalized place at the table in City Hall.
Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said the decision to enter into the official agreement was a no-brainer.
To me, it's not only about vibrancy, but it's also about economic development and being able to stimulate the economy. And right now is the time for the city of Springfield. And people want to be able to be in a vibrant area. They want to feel good. They want to be able to go to events.
Sarno said the compact will help the city promote its assets to first-time visitors drawn to Springfield by the MGM Casino, which opens later this year.
It sends a strong and healthy and vibrant message of a city that you're able to hold these events, festivals, arts, culture, entertainment.
Speaking at the compact signing ceremony in City Hall, Springfield City Council Vice Chairperson Kateri Walsh praised the agreement, as did Democratic State Senators Eric Lesser and James Welsh, and Democratic State Representative Carlos Gonzalez. Lesser said arts and cultural development equate to economic development.
In Western Massachusetts, for every dollar we spend on cultural programming, we have a sevenfold increase into the wider economy. It's very, very, very important for us in Western Mass. And importantly, these are jobs that can't be outsourced. They're local jobs, and they bring cash into local communities.
Gonzalez said music and the arts can promote unity and harmony.
I just think that in the climate that we see in the nation today, I think the arts is a great opportunity to bring people more closer together, working together, and building economic opportunities.
The compact calls for regular meetings and an annual report to be delivered to the Springfield City Council. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.